Hey, Alex. Yeah? You want to hear about an adventure?
Yeah.
So, once upon a time, there were three heroes, and a fourth one who was very short. The short girl's name was Phoebe. There was a very, very tall girl named Kai. She was purple. And then, the two in the middle, a green girl with fangs named Griana, and then a short human named Zill. And they were four heroes. And they had a pet. His name was Cooper. And he was a ferret. Does that sound like a fun story?
Yeah.
All right. So they're on this big, big riverboat. And on top of the riverboat are four giant toads. Giant toads who look out and go, pew,
yeah.
And see, they're there and they're sailing to Burnfort, where they're going to go compete to be the best heroes ever. It's Tuna! It's our cat! Go get her! The same attention span of all of our listenership. Derailed by a cat.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And all stuff is all cool. You can...
tell us, do you think our heroes are going to make it to Burnfort?
Yeah.
They're going to make it? Are they going to win the competition?
No.
No? You think they're going to lose?
Yeah.
Why?
Because a bad guy's going to win, and they're super fast, and the girls are you bit super fast.
Oh, man. Children sometimes let on more than they know. Well, say, have fun watching this episode.
Have fun watching this episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Scotty did a good job. Scotty did a good job. Scotty did a raise. Good job. Scotty did a raise. Good job. Hip, thank hip, you. Hooray. Good Scotty.
Alrighty, well, that ends my section of tonight, but I think Bronville has one more game planned, Bronville?
And he says, that was just the warm-up.
What?
Up to the deck. And he leads you all out to the deck. And Pink runs ahead of you guys and gets just you guys and Bronville are playing. So there are five ales sat out.
It's a drinking game I never drank before.
There are five ales sitting out on the counter and he says, listen, to be on this boat, you have to play this game once. This is Dwarven Roulette.
Yeah!
All right. Four of these mugs, 100% beer.
Shit.
Okay. One of these mugs... 50% beer, 50% piss.
Ew!
Yikes.
What the hell?
Why?
What kind of piss?
Choose a mug.
What kind of piss? Who's piss?
Dwarven piss, the best kind.
There's no best kind of piss.
I swear to God, if I drink the piss cup, I will find a way to make you drink my piss in this 2-week trip. I won't say how, but I'm going to do it.
Phoebe's gotten way sassier ever since we stepped foot on the right. Ship.
Now that my truth is revealed, I can be my real
self.
Yeah,
so there are five cups. There are five cups.
Oh, the center one.
I'll take number one.
I'll take number two.
Center right.
Sure, the thumb.
Center
right.
I'm taking the one next to Kai's.
Oh, center.
I'm taking this finger.
I'll take thumb.
I'll take whatever's not taken yet.
Kai's taking thumb.
I'll take the middle finger.
And then Bronville takes that last one.
Oh my God.
And then
I'm shaking.
Cameron, can you just through my headphones tell me a number between 1 and 5? All right.
I think I saw him.
God damn it.
It's three.
Annie Mae looked me in the eye.
All right. So you all take a sip. Normal. Normal beer. You've never had it before.
Like pee.
But you're pretty sure it's not pee. You take a sip. Beer.
Thank God.
You take a sip.
What?
Beer.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You take a sip.
Yeah.
It's piss beer.
Grianus rose up. A
course she throws up. It's piss beer. Oh my god. You know what? I own a meat shop for many years, and I have never been so fucking disgusted.
And then at that point, Bronville pats you on the back, and he says, "Welcome to the ship."
Thank you.
All right. After Griana finishes puking because she drank piss beer, Bronville invites you all to a night of drinking. Who partakes?
Me, absolutely.
I will try more of this alcohol.
I don't know. First, I hand this to Scotty.
All right, you hand off a note to Scotty.
You can read it if you'd like.
All right. And you see Scotty, like, take it and sort of, like, angle herself away to read it. And it says, "Dear Scotty, I am so sorry things got wet and wild during our game. It was not my intention. You did a lovely job, and your accents were excellent. I personally am awful at them. Thanks for all the work your W's look like E's. Thanks for all
how?
The... I will take... Look.
Can we post that on Twitter?
Thanks for all the... That's an E.
I was doing it really fast before we started.
Thanks for all the work you do. I literally thought she said Ewok. I was like, why are Ewoks? Work you do. I know it's hard. Love, Phoebe.
That's sweet.
And so as she, like, looks back and she, like, has her hand on her chest and she gives you a nod. And she actually starts drinking with you guys for a little bit. Who's all drinking? Everyone is?
Me.
Cooper's even partaking.
I'll
it's not good for his little insides. He'll be okay.
He's weathered.
Me and Iga will tag along, but I'm going to just be drinking seltzer. My stomach's still a little bit upset from the pee I drank earlier.
All right. So, Zil, how are you pacing yourself? Are you keeping up with everyone else?
Or are you going slower? I want to keep up.
All right,
Phoebe's going ham.
Well, I know because Kai and Phoebe are very hard drinkers.
We're like looking at each other like,
and this is what we usually do.
And Bronville is like there with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so you try to keep up. Roll Constitution saving throw.
Phoebe is getting Zil glasses of water very frequently though.
Actually, 18 plus 3. So
nice.
20.
You're like fun drunk. Yeah. You're like, it's like a surge of power, like a sudden like sense of absolute invincibility.
Yeah,
I'm gonna jump off the boat.
No!
We need you.
Please don't.
And at some point, like in this height of mid like invincibility, you notice that like 30 minutes ago, Scotty had sort of disappeared. And gone into the room that you guys were in before because you guys are out on the deck now. And at one point, you see the door that goes to that storage room that you guys were in open, and the captain, Dimrin, is there. She says, "Zil."
Yeah.
Storage room.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
And you'll notice that as you walk to the door, Dimrin holds open the door for you to go inside and then shuts it. So she is still out on the deck, but you are inside the room.
Okay. I immediately sober up.
No, you
I'm
don't,
so
though.
I'm so scared.
That's not how alcohol works.
I know.
You are still
I'm still drunk.
And at that point, do you remember when Olivia was side-checked really hard and pinned up against a wall by a forearm?
Yeah.
The exact same thing happens to you, but with a knife.
The fuck?
Do we notice this at all, or are we just like...
She's just called into a room by the captain, so you're like, cool. And so you're shoved up against a wall, and a knife is being held to you, and Scotty looks you dead in the eyes. She says, "Listen, try any of that bullshit magic on me again, and I will go through with this."
Wait. Who is this?
I'm really happy I wrote a letter of apology. And she gives you like one last like shove.
Scotty.
And then lets you go and then walks out the door.
I'm in love with Scotty now. I'm so in love.
Oh my God.
I'm like, me as Liz, I'm about to cry. I feel like I'm gonna cry.
She just wanted the fighting to stop. Oh,
I just wanted the fighting to stop. I know, she doesn't know that. I'm crying a little bit.
Listen. Griana cried last episode.
Yeah.
You cried because Gordor couldn't express his emotions correctly. And now you cried because you did magic, so Kai is left. And so that happens to you.
I'm just going to stay in that room for a little bit.
You just stay in that room for a little bit, like, drunk crying. Like,
yeah. I'm just like.
I didn't mean
to. I didn't want it to stop.
Like, eventually, Phoebe, I think, is being super attentive to Zill over the evening. You were, like, getting Zill, like, bunches of glasses of water. And so you notice that, like, 15 minutes go by and, like.
Where's my boy? Where's my son? I go to look for Zill.
My leg.
I mean, like, you know where she was.
I open the door.
And Zill is, like, sitting against a wall, just, like,
staring. I'm just like. What happened?
I'm fine.
Did you smoke Tangleweed or Tanglefoot and also drink? Because that's not, you're not ready for that. No. I'm going to tell you. What happened?
I'm just sitting.
You're being weird.
You're being weird.
What happened?
Yes.
Do you want to come back and join us and talk about it?
I would just want to sit for a little bit.
You want me to sit with you?
Sure.
Zill, I'm the sober one. I could tell something's wrong.
Brianna's there.
I'm okay.
I guess Kai's there, too.
Yeah, I guess you're all there now.
Oh, were we not all there?
Actually, no, I'm bonding with Bronville.
You're bonding with Bronville. There you go.
So, Bronville.
Isn't he married?
He's married. He flirts back with you, on par.
Bronville is the compulsive liar who's in
Men
love.
Cannot be trusted.
Seriously.
So, Bronville, how long have you been aboard this ship?
Going on, 12 years now. You ever been a sailor type yourself?
Jack Black?
Well,
it's Jack Black.
I once fought with some pirates for a little bit.
Phoebe gently takes Zill back to the party.
Hey, Bronville, I think they're coming back. But where are your captain's quarters?
Oh, Jesus.
And he points below deck.
In his pants?
He points to his pants. He points to his dick.
You're a married man?
These are captain's quarters.
Yes, you do.
I'm just
having fun. I'm not going to sleep with him.
And then he hands you
I'm
a key.
I'm judging you.
He hands you a key, and he says, bottom deck.
And I take the key, and I throw it behind me into the water and say, fuck you, you have a wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah! Yeah! All right. So,
and I take a shot of beer.
A shot of beer? I sip my wine glass of ale.
And then he looks at you for a second, and he sort of tilts his head to the side, and he says, you've never been to Burnfort, have you?
I wink. I haven't.
Good night, Kai.
Whoa.
And he leaves.
What is it, a place like of infidelity or something?
Is it like the Fuck City? Like, what?
There's a lot of rock.
Welcome to Fuck City. I guess Polymory is normal there?
I actually have talked to you about this.
Oh, I'm remembering it.
Mm-hmm. So the night happens. who's super drunk going to bed?
I'm super drunk. I don't know if I'm going to bed.
I'm a confident drunk, not sloppy.
All right, so it's late. It's late at night. I imagine Griana's like, well, time for me to switch into these footy pajamas.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Zill, would you call it early after the night you've had?
Yeah, I'm going to ask for some paper. I want to write a little letter.
Yeah, paper?
Not to fucking Scotty. Fuck her.
Do you ever tell them what happened?
Not right now. Okay. I mean, because I'm still kind of like.
Reeling.
Yeah, so I'm going to write a letter to someone I know.
There you go. And then you two are still up. You are the last ones up. Except for Pink, who wants nothing to do with you.
What's up?
I know where they keep the other barrels of ale.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Phoebe's such a lightweight, though.
And I put her on my shoulders.
Yay! Best friends forever.
Back at it again.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Phoebe and Kai.
I'm trying to sleep over here.
I'm sorry. What's it like being tall? What is it like?
Pretty nice, actually. The view of the world's it's pretty enchanting. Although, down here, I have hit my head a bunch of times on the doorways. I know.
After I write my letter, can I go back out if people are still out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Zill!
I'm writing my letter right now.
She's not done yet.
I'm sorry.
Griana is already asleep, and Iga is cuddled up right next to her, mm-hmm. and they are just snoozing.
Yep.
She's trying to sleep off the pain of drinking piss. But it's good.
We're drunk.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about being a warlock sooner.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you, baby.
I want to miss you, too. I don't want to go, but I have... I mean, there was a couple times I was about to tell you, but I chickened out, if that helps. I was going to just tell you, but...
I know your ways. I want to give you something.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
You.
Sid looks at her item list.
I'm going to give you something. Just let me look at my item list first.
I'm going to give you my harmonica so that when you play it, you'll always remember.
Ooh. I was going to give you my bone pipes.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love it.
Okay, cool.
And they exchange. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, I can't wait to learn how to play these.
I know. Harmonica. It's like the spit instrument, so our spit's going to get all up in that harmonica. I love it.
I will taste your spit any day, Phoebe Valpip. What the fuck?
Yeah, if you guys have any last-minute declarations of love, now's the time.
What, for me, too?
I mean, Phoebe's about to leave.
I pick Phoebe up, I spin her around, Phoebe's about to leave. So if you're a big hug. I will
like at the end of this boat trip. So like if you've been madly in love with Phoebe this whole time now.
Yeah,
now's
the time to tell me.
Now's the time to tell her.
Grianna wakes up.
Grianna wakes up.
Phoebe. Oh shit. And then she goes into her bag and she grabs something and she runs down.
Runs up to the
runs
deck.
Runs up and she runs up to the deck. Phoebe.
What?
Hey. I'm so disoriented. I just woke up. But I have to give you something.
Yeah?
Yes. Here. It's my jade goblet.
Wow.
I wanted to give it to you, and I want you to know that if you're ever in a time of trouble, you can sell it. It's worth about 35 gold.
Kai gives Grianna the stink eye.
What the fuck? Why are you giving me the stink eye?
But you don't notice, just because I wasn't done with my moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's not, that's a Kai and Grianna.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm going to go back to bed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. And you're my friend.
You're my friend.
So I need to know if you're writing this letter on the deck or not.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Sure.
Good okay.
Night. Back to it.
It's over.
I didn't even know. Okay.
Phoebe gives Kai a big ol' hug.
I love you, buddy.
So, Grianna, as you're going back down the stairs, I need you to roll a perception check.
Oh, okay. 3.
Okay, you go back to bed.
What? What? Are you fucking kidding me?
You failed your perception check.
What was going on? Oh my god, really? 3 means I did it was amazing. It
means you did a bad bake. That's a bad bake, Carly.
It's a bad.
I would like to watch the toads from a safe distance.
And you watch the toads. It's like stargazing. But toads.
And then I look at the stars instead because they're pretty.
Where were they? Is there like a bar? Does she have to walk out to see the toads?
Yeah, no, they've been on the deck this whole time. They disappeared to go get booze and then came back upstairs and then exchanged bone pipes and harmonicas.
Mm-hmm. And hugs.
And hugs.
And love. Mm-hmm. I'm off on my own, drunkenly practicing a new routine.
Okay.
Cooper, what do you think of this move?
What? Cooper. Sorry, boss. You gave me some of that ale and I've just been... Woo!
All right, that's fine. You go right back to sleep.
Let's party more.
Cooper is me. Cooper's Molly Schaefer.
What?
I love you.
Let's party more.
I love you too, boss.
And I tuck him back in my breast, pet him, and mm-hmm. sit down, and just...
And then immediately pass out on the deck of the boat. Good bake. Good bake. How's that letter going?
I'm almost done.
Great.
The stars are pretty.
So you watch the stars for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you retire?
Phoebe's a late person. I mean, she doesn't like sleeping because it's hellscape, so.
Right.
Hellscape.
I'm going to stay awake and look at the stars.
Okay. You don't sleep at all?
I guess I'll go to sleep in the late night, but.
Okay. So like 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
My letter.
Thank you. You are on the deck as well, and you notice that as you finish with your letter, Phoebe is there stargazing, and roll a perception check.
Why did I make that face? It was an 18. I was like,
mm, 18. yeah, okay, good. So you notice that Kai is like asleep off in a far corner, just like on the deck, just like a pile. And then Phoebe is stargazing.
Am I still like drunk? Sorry, I wasn't by my.
You're pretty much. You're pretty still like woo.
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 Hey Phoebe.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Do you want to tell me what happened earlier? Are you feeling better?
Kinda. I got roughed up a bit.
Roughed up by who?
Scotty.
That fucking nerd? What? What? Fucking Scotty? Really?
Yeah.
What did she do?
She kind of threatened me. With a knife.
Jesus. What? 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 Because of the laughter? The little Tasha's hideous laughter?
Yeah.
Snafu?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you caught up in that.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Jesus, these people are scary. I thought Scotty was just like a fucking, like a bleh, but like it turns out Scotty's like, you know, like, whoa, it's like crazy. That's so scary. Are you okay?
Oh, that was really good content.
Yeah, I just trying to be drunk Phoebe while also being very sober Molly.
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't know.
Well, hey, Scotty's not going to get to you while we're all still here. Just don't go into any doors alone with Scotty. It'll be okay. I mean, they're not gonna hurt you.
I mean, in all fairness, it was a warning shot.
I know, it was a warning.
That's scary, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Something else on your mind?
I don't know. I mean, magic's... I don't know. I don't know.
Are you
scared? I don't know.
Are you talking about magic?
Magic.
I mean, I'm the magic boy to talk to. I understand more than anyone about scary magics.
I don't know. I just started ever since then.
Oh my goodness.
No, I just, magic, I've never really gotten in trouble for magic.
Mm.
And I don't know, it was just kind of a shock.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll happen, you know, when you get in fights sometimes. It's okay. It's not necessarily the magic so much as the timing. So it's okay. But sometimes magic is bad and can get you in lots of trouble. And I understand that now. Kind of. Sometimes. But maybe we should go to bed.
This is a very tender moment.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we should go to bed. All right, so you guys head down. Kai. About 2 hours into your slumber, you feel someone shaking you in an attempt to wake you up.
Oh.
And you open your eyes, and Mavis is standing there.
I just remembered her.
Oh, have we been bringing her food?
And Mavis is standing there, and she is so incredibly pale. And she looks at you, and she like holds out her hand. And there's a bite mark on it. And she says, hey, could you help a friend out? And then she passes out on the ground.
Do I catch her? Oh.
You can roll to catch.
Roll to catch. 7.
No, yeah, no.
She's drunk.
Yeah, you kind of soften her. You soften her blow a little.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But then she falls to the ground.
Okay. One theory that's going through Kai's mind is she could suck the venom out of her hand.
Okay.
But then I would have the venom inside me.
You just spit it out.
Oh, you spit it out?
I have 4 healing potions.
Yeah, so although I have a question that's just me.
You could wake me up and just be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Okay. Do healing potions heal like wounds like that?
You don't know. You can roll to check.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to roll to check that question.
Yeah, so you're going to roll a medicine check.
Oh, I see. I got a 15.
Okay, let me just 15. You don't know. You don't know.
I want to do something. So like.
Ooh, okay.
That's why.
Okay, like, I go, Cooper. Wish me luck. And I do a quick little prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I take her hand and I say, please, universe, don't let any of this venom seep into me.
Okay.
What?
Oh.
And I take her hand and I suck the venom and then spit it out. Oh, it tastes horrible. And I do it like quickly.
Okay. Oh my god.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. Ew, those are really horrible noises.
Yeah. First and foremost, I hated that.
Does anything happen?
My gut, I feel like that has to be a restoration, but I feel like, because it's like in the body, and healing potions cure like things that are in the body that are natural to the body itself. And poison is not that. So that is my official Dungeons & Dragons ruling. If you have a problem with that, you may email me at ddenpodcast@gmail.com.
What?
You'll and be I hearing will from me. Just reply with a picture of a penis.
What kind of penis?
A picture.
I'm
going
to ask Cameron
penis?
To draw me one just okay. So I can get sort of like a technical representation, and then I will send it back. Cameron is a terrible artist, but it will be
not
a hand-drawn
music? Not
picture
a terrible
of a dick.
Music artist.
Yeah, it's good at music.
Good at music. That's art.
So you're sucking out poison. Cool. So you suck out the poison.
And then I, like, is there beer around me?
Yeah.
So I take the beer and I put a little on her hand and then I wash my mouth out with it really well.
Cool. So, yeah. So you do that and, you know, it mostly tastes like blood. I'll tell you that much.
Disgusting.
It just pretty much tastes like blood. A little more bitter, perhaps. And she's still passed out.
Shit. I kind of like slap deck. Her face.
Nothing happens.
Has anybody else woken up at this point?
Nope, no. It's literally
okay.
Just her.
I kind of hide her in the corner with like where the shadows are.
Okay.
So no one can see her.
Okay.
And then I like run downstairs and I find Zill.
Okay.
And I go, Zill, is she awake? You're awake.
Ugh. What?
Now she is.
Zill. It's Mavis. Something's wrong.
I think she's
been poisoned by a snake or something.
She's been poisoned
one of those
by a
animals.
Snake.
Yeah, do you have anything?
I have a healing potion, but that's like it.
Molly's not awake. Molly was not woken up.
Should we wake up everybody else?
Yeah.
Guys.
Hello.
Guys.
Hey, Mavis is like passed out, I guess. She got bit by something.
Yeah, she's upstairs. She's pale in the face. I tried to suck the poison out of her, but it didn't work. Do you guys have anything?
Oh my god, did we forget to feed her? Oh my god.
I have a spell called Spare the Dying. Would it help?
Yes.
Yes, go.
Katie May, would that help?
Katie May looks very confused on the rules.
You touch a living creature that has zero hit points, the creature becomes stable. The spell has no effect on undead or constructs. Would that help?
Not right. You're going to have to try.
Okay. You said no, but I'm going to try because, okay, so so we go upstairs?
Yeah, everyone goes upstairs.
What about
upstairs?
Healing spells? Does anybody have healing spells?
Not
I have healing potions.
I cast Spare the Dying on her.
Okay.
I have good berries.
Thank you for your feedback. She is still unconscious.
We have to wake up Lavinia.
We have to.
What's lesser restoration?
Are they just going to put us stranded on a boat on the way back to Langdale? What? We're too far out at sea.
I don't know, you guys.
Are we at sea or on a river?
You're on a river.
Okay. Oh. They're gonna strand her. She's the sister of an important dude.
Guys, Lavinia's chill.
But we'll just say we found her. We didn't know she was on the ship. Okay.
Okay.
I run to Lavinia's door and I knock on it. Hey.
Actually, the door opens relatively quickly. You see that the room is lit. Lavinia is awake.
Huh.
Yes.
Oh my god, it's so late. Why are you awake?
Sleep? And you can see that there's like various like the door like you open the door and like. Very incensey smells come out.
Hmm.
Oh and it's my. And she looks like she's just been like pulled out of a very intense focus.
It's very sensual in here.
She says, good morning, you four.
Our friend's poison, we need help. Please be cool about this.
Excuse me, Lavinia, there's a girl that
yeah, she's not really our friend.
Let's just go.
All right, take me to
okay.
her.
Okay.
And so you go down to her, and Lavinia sort of takes a look at her, and what did you?
I just want to see my note back. I just want to add one more thing.
Okay. Put it away. I'll find it afterwards.
Yeah.
And she looks back at you guys and says, "Do you know how long she's been like this?"
Just like I don't know. You woke me up like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'd say like under 10, probably 10. I don't know.
All right, tried her spare the dying. Pulse is incredibly weak, but I can try something. And she puts her hands on her and casts some sort of magic that you guys do not recognize. Immediately, you see just like a base amount of color flood back into her face.
Oh.
And then she turns and looks at Phoebe and says, will you go wake Dimrin for me?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Tell her to bring Barville and Vron.
Okay. And I do that.
And so I do that. You, and then she turns to the three of you and says, did you know about her presence here?
No.
She woke me up.
We do recognize her, though, because we know her from previous, but we didn't know she was here.
Yeah, she's Gordon's sister.
All right, all three of you roll deception checks.
Three, me and Phoebe. Did you say something?
Phoebe's gone.
I'm gone. I went to go. Oh,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't say anything?
No. I didn't.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
She didn't. Okay. But it's even sketchier that she just says nothing.
Do you want me to...
Seven.
Okay. Vinia just sort of nods, and at that point, Phoebe returns with the three of them in tow, and she looks at... and then Lavinia looks over at Dimrin and says, all right, we're going to set up the first storage room as a sort of infirmary. She's going to be like this for the next few days. And Dimrin sort of like looks at this girl and is like, who is this? And Lavinia's like, a problem I thought we wouldn't have to deal with. And at that point, she gestures for Vron and the other to sort of pick up her body. And Dimrin goes to set up the infirmary in the first floor that previously to you guys was used as the murder mystery setup. And then it is, the sun's starting to rise. And Lavinia looks back at the four of you and says, well, if you're going to get some more sleep tonight, I'd do it now.
Well, what were you doing in your room? I'm just curious. The smells were interesting.
You would just follow after and say, hey,
I'm just curious.
So what were you doing up there?
I'm just curious. I just want to know.
That
sounds cool.
I had a brief ritual set up to contact someone back in Burnfort. So that's just what.
A long distance relationship? Or?
Good night, Grion.
Okay, good night.
That's so cool.
And then she heads back.
She's so cool, you guys.
Yeah, she's cool. Pretty cool. I want to be her friend.
And so you guys head back. I assume you all go back to sleep. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tired still. That was crazy.
So you guys go back to sleep. You get a relatively late start. What are you guys up to today? It's now your first of your boat week. Boat weeks.
Briefly check on Mavis.
All right.
Yeah.
She is unconscious.
Okay. Can I read next to her?
Yeah, you just hang out and read next to her. Sure.
Okay. Can I find Scotty?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yes. No, okay. You find Scotty. She's around. She has a hammock that's, like, further down than yours, but she's, like, a hammock girl. And, like, Craig is also there.
I don't want to talk to other people around.
Well, I mean, Craig and Scotty don't talk. They just exist in the same spaces.
Oh. Okay. So can I go up to her and say, hey, Scotty.
Yes, Zill.
First of all, I would like to apologize. I didn't get a chance to before. Second of all, can you teach me how to do that?
What part of it?
Just like all of it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel kind of weak.
I can see that.
I don't want to feel weak anymore.
Yeah, then.
Oh.
You got a ceremonial dagger, right?
Yeah.
Well, part of this next week's lessons, Burnfort is very into traditional dueling with those said daggers. Everyone in Burnfort has one. If problems of honor are called into a play, oftentimes duels will be what fixes it, either ones that are to the death or to surrender. And so I know that some of you are traditionally trained, but I know some of you are not. So I was going to offer that anyways. So we'll start with a dagger and we'll move our way up.
Cool.
All right.
I had a side note. The book I'm reading is The Tale of the True Guards.
All right. So Scotty like agrees.
Yeah.
Says, all right, later today.
Okay. And then I go over to Kai and I go, hey, Kai.
Yeah, what's up, Zil?
I forgot to tell you the other day, but Arthur wants to learn how to fight.
Really? From me?
Yeah.
I'll teach him a thing or two. Think now's a good idea?
Maybe you could go find him.
Yeah? All right, I go find Arthur.
All right, Arthur is sitting on the steps that are, like, leading up to Lavinia's study and just,
hey,
like...
Hey, Arthur.
Oh, hey. Hey, Kai.
Hey, what are you reading, buddy? And I pat him on the back. Sorry.
This is a history book.
A history of...
I haven't gotten that far yet. Oh.
That's dumb. You're a slow reader?
Okay, buddy. You'll get there one day. You know who's a good reader?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Zil.
Yeah. She's cool.
She is pretty cool.
What the fuck?
I'm like off to the side and I'm like, what? I just saw her wink.
So,
am I here?
I don't know what you're doing on boat day.
I have no idea what I'm doing on boat day.
Do you want to hang out until I go training?
I'm kind of trying. No, you know what? I'm training Iga. We need to work on his skill.
Yes. What's the first trick? You will have to spend one day per trick.
One day per trick. Yeah. Well, this one is combat flying.
Combat flying.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
Bob and Weaves.
He is still in the process of learning how to fly.
Well, yeah, that's kind of that's
okay. So you're just like you're in the learning how to fly.
Yeah, we're
kind of
learning how to fly. Me and Iger learning how to fly.
That will take 3 days of training.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you commit to 3 days of training.
Sure, that'd be fine. All right. Yay.
Hey, Arthur, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Ever been in a fight?
No. All right, no.
Stand up. Punch me.
What?
Punch me. Just do it.
Oh my god.
Arthur, trust me. I can take
it. I'm doing thumbs up from really far away.
All right, then Arthur looks at you, thumbs up, and he's like, okay. All right.
Ha! Oh! The
Hey! Got a little punch in your step, buddy.
I do?
Punch me again.
It hurt my hand, though.
Punch me again. Same hand.
Okay.
Vigorous thumbs up.
Ha!
Oh my God.
He doesn't try as hard that time.
Kai takes 100 afraid. Points of damage.
Okay. She dies
instantly.
Okay, little work. Now, kick me.
Oh. What the Yes.
Oh.
I go up. I kind of go up and run towards him, like to kind of aggravate him.
He's like, ah!
Yeah! And more like instead of like kicking you, he just kind of like sticks out a leg at you, and just like touches you with said leg.
Ha! Kick me, Arthur.
Oh my goodness.
Arthur, what's the one thing in this world that pisses you off the most?
Oh my god.
You got bullies at school?
I've never been to school. Is that
right? You can't read.
Yeah.
What about your mom? Any anger towards her?
No,
what happened to her?
No, she's dead.
I am. What happened to her?
Oh my god.
Jeez, she was killed.
You're pretty pissed at the guy who killed her, right?
I'm just sad mostly.
How about we turn that sadness into fight?
I am scared.
But I give like a wink and a smile. I'm like, it's okay. Still me, Kai. I was like, Arthur, I have a secret to tell you.
What?
I killed your mother.
What?
Hit me.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what the fuck?
I didn't really. I'm teaching him how to fight.
You do not fuck with a little boy's mental health like that.
He's like, you killed my mom.
Phoebe phases through the earth and drags Kai away because she's bad with kids.
Yeah, actually, Zil, you watch that happen. You watch Kai go, I killed your mom.
And I go, don't say that.
I'm teaching her how to fight.
That's fucked up, dude. Arthur, cover your ears.
Arthur,
hit fucked
me.
Up.
Oh, my God.
Arthur, see what you're doing right now? Take all of that and just...
Rip my guts out. Do it.
Oh my god.
And then at that point he goes, I changed my mind! And he runs away. No fighting.
Damn it. Can I run after him?
Yeah, you run after him.
Okay, can I, like, calm him down a little bit?
Yeah, he's not, like, super upset. Hey. He's just mostly, like, very afraid.
Hey.
Yeah?
I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry that happened.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to get scared of fighting, though.
I don't know.
Hey, you can still learn to fight, just not by Kai if you want. Listen, that shouldn't scare you off from fighting. I want to tell you, this is Kai's first time teaching anybody, okay?
Okay.
She just doesn't know how to do it.
Okay.
And I want you to know, Kai didn't actually kill your mom, okay?
Yeah.
And there will be no talk of that. And I look at Kai, right?
The ghost of Arthur's mom.
Arthur.
Voice looms Listen. Over.
And then, like, I go, here.
She's just trying to fuck with you.
I fucked up.
Yeah, Kai feels really bad, right, Kai?
Arthur, I sit down next to him. I was like, I like almost pat him, and then I like take my hand away, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. I want to teach you how to fight, and maybe it's a good idea if Zill's there with me,
because
she
kind of
knows how you were.
That made me feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm not out to hurt you. I'm trying here as well, and I really want to help you. I just hope you know that.
Okay.
Can I, like, kiss his head, or is that...
Aww. Yeah, he lets that happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Can the voice
I'll let you guys hang out now. We start again tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
5 a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
Okay. Oh, my God, on the top
of... soldier never sleeps.
I'm, like, the top of a mountaintop or something. Yeah. Like.
Kai, make it at least, like, 7.
All right, fine. 7 o'clock. But don't eat breakfast beforehand. You'll get cramps.
Eat breakfast.
Don't eat cereal. That'll give you cramps.
Oh.
Trust me, I know.
Love Fruit Loops. And I give a little, like, finger guns and a...
All right.
Can the voice of Arthur's mom come back to haunt him during his training?
Yeah. What would that sound like? I'll edit it in. So okay. Give me a few.
Arthur, this is your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being a little bitch. Arthur, this is your mommy. I'm dead. Fight for me. Arthur.
Oh.
Mommy here. Fight, you little baby, you big old baby. Fight that girl. It's okay to hit
No.
It is okay when they're asking for it. Arthur, it's fine. Trust me, your father was not that great. Anyways, I'm gonna go back up to you know what, heaven isn't real.
Yeah.
Am I kidding? I'm coming at you from hell.
Coming at you from hell.
Hey Arthur, it's your mom coming at you live from hell. Satan and I have decided to take up a little bit of lovemaking recently.
He's quite passionate.
Anyways,
the devil is quite passionate.
Yes. The devil's a woman?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that. Anyways, still your mom. Peace out.
Peace out.
I kind of went off the edge there at the end. I was like, once I said it was okay to hit women, I kind of was like,
well, it's okay to hit Kai.
Have you seen Big Little Lies?
Oh my god.
It's not okay.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. Please watch Big Little Lies.
All right, so boat day.
Wait. Oh, I would like to talk to Lavinia, but I don't want to take up too much time.
Let's go.
Oh, we've all had a moment.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay,
go.
I have a list of questions. So I knock on her door.
And there's like a long pause. But after like a solid like minute, she opens it and she's like, oh, Phoebe, I'm so glad you're here. I actually have some work for you.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Yay! And she guides you in. So in this room, like the very far corner of it is sort of designated like bedroom stuff. The rest of this is like sheer academia and witchcraft.
Yay.
And so there are actually like 4 desks here. And she sits you down at one that is pretty empty. And she hands you a bunch of scrolls. And she says, listen, these are several spell scrolls that I need translated. So these are several spell scrolls that I need translated into this spell book.
Okay.
You have transcribed spells before?
Sure, yeah.
That's what interns say. Yeah, I know Excel. And she says, oh, okay, so then I will let you get to work then. Thank you.
Is it okay if I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, they're brief and normal.
Oh my god.
First one. Just so I get to know you a bit better, because so far you've just kind of been the cool, mysterious magic queen. where are you from?
Burnford.
How'd you start studying magic? And Phoebe's like clutching this like list of questions she's written down, like shaking.
That's so cute.
I know. She like furrows her brow. She's like, my parents were the best magic users I've ever known. So I was raised pretty much in it to win it. Day one,
fucking
motherfuckers.
Of course, that's so fucking dope. Okay. How much do you know about warlocks? Like, how knowledgeable are you?
Not a lot, actually. I've come across 5 of you that I know to be true. One of which had an orb not unlike yours.
Are you serious? What? Really?
Yeah.
That was my next question, is if you know any other ones. Okay.
I'll try to remember his name, see if I have any past correspondences. We crossed paths maybe once, maybe twice.
Did he seem normal? Like, was his brain okay?
No.
I figured. All right, cool. Awesome. That's all I had. Thank you.
I'm glad we did that.
Cool. Because Phoebe just knows she knows. She's a warlock because she's like, oh, well, of course she knows.
Yeah.
So, and she skitters out when I'm done.
You had work to do.
Oh, in there with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I work on that.
She like sets you up at a desk.
Okay, cool.
One of his desks is yours now.
Oh my god, I'm on a desk. Oh, I'm so studious. Oh, I work very hard.
You work very hard. Great. All right. Rest of the boat days.
I train.
You train with. I need to know. Are you trying to multi-class?
Yeah.
You're wanting to take a level in rogue.
Yeah.
That's okay.
If then that's we'll talk what she that. Can teach me.
Yeah, she can teach you base level.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
She'll sit down and she'll work with you. What is your boat goal? Just to get closer with Lavinia and study?
Study. Yeah.
All right. What's your boat goal?
Teach Arthur how to fight.
And then what's your boat goal, Brianna?
To have a competent owl griffin.
And you're doing pretty well. Yeah. So it takes like the better half of a week to get him like somewhat comfortable flying. Mm-hmm. He'll get about like 4 feet in the air.
Cute. Oh my god.
Before he becomes so terrified of heights and immediately just like doesn't land, free falls back to the ground.
Just go like
goes, just like
trust
Lord,
falls
Lord
so I have to catch him.
Yeah, you have to catch him every time.
Come on.
And then what other things are you teaching him?
Like commands.
Yeah, what commands?
Let's see. Come, sit. Fly.
Hey, you fucking 6-year-old.
Eat.
Eat.
Eat. I command drink. You to eat.
Drink, sleep.
Okay.
Dress me.
Okay.
Like Cinderella.
That was going to take like 2 days.
Like so Cinderella.
Good. Dress me like Cinderella.
No, that's not one of them.
Okay.
Sing like a tiger.
You guys start trying to sing together?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You're like, harmonize with me. Harmonize with
sing.
Me.
Sing. Sing. Singing's for sure one.
It mostly just sounds like
perfect. Oh, and grab weapon. All right. Like I want him to be able to grab a weapon to come when I say come, and to sing.
Is your like signature like?
Why are you laughing, Molly?
Don't look at me. Because you said I want him to come when I say come. And Molly just is like 6 years old.
Oh my god, no. Okay, what's a non-sexual way to
say? Well, I was actually going to ask you, what's your like call phrase?
Well,
Are you like whistling? Is it like a snap?
I whistle.
Is it?
I whistle for him to return to me.
Right.
He doesn't come. He's not a sexual being, Molly. I knew that was going to sound so sexual.
I'm
come
so
when
sorry.
I say come.
Sorry. Liz and I made eye contact while I was like literally shaking, trying not to laugh. I see. You guys fucking enable each other.
Whoa, that was was Miku pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Miku Dayo.
Okay, so I want Aiga to sing, to return to me, to retrieve weapons, and
he has a hard time
fly
with, like, not touching the pointy part of the weapon. Like, okay. He doesn't quite grasp the concept that, like, some sides of weapons are more harmful than other sides of weapons, and that they're not all sticks. Also, swords are heavy. Yeah. So you have a bit of a problem on that one. And
that's,
like,
okay.
We'll keep working on
We're
it.
We're going to keep working on it.
He'll bring you an arrow.
Thank you. That's perfect. That's all I need, Aiga. Thank you. You're doing great. We've bonded pretty well. We're pretty good friends at this point. Mm-hmm. Some would say family. Aww. Yeah, we snuggle together every night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well,
I want to draw this so bad.
Aiga just sleeps on top of my pillow. We kind of share a pillow. He's pretty small.
Yeah.
But Aiga is doing really well with his singing.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say he's one of the best Owl Griffin artists of all time.
Yeah, the only, really.
And let's see, he returns to me no problem because, you know, I feed him, so he's kind of relying on me anyways.
On yeah.
And what was the other command? Weapons? That's going to take a few days.
Yeah, it's going to take a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last command you have listed here is dress me like Cinderella.
Well, I'm just going to X-nay that one because it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Draw me like one of your French girls, Aiga.
Or draw me like one of your. Where is he from?
Aiga is an owl.
He's from the woods.
From the woods.
It's a wood
like
boy.
One of your woodsy.
One of your wood nymphs.
Draw me like one of your
wood
nymphs.
Draw me like one of your owl griffin girlfriends. All right,
so everyone is achieving their boat goals. And what?
I just wanted to ask Lavinia like one question.
Yeah, so you head up while Phoebe is in there studying.
Yeah, I just want to ask her.
Hey!
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 Hey! Phoebe's so excited she hasn't had fun in a few days because she's just been like.
I have a question. I have my letter in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to add something to it after the session.
Right,
but like,
yes.
So I go, hey, Lavinia, you're really powerful and mysterious and magical and just tall. I have a question. Okay, I'll take that as a go ahead and ask. Do you know how to, would you, if I give you information about somebody, would you be able to send them magically a letter? Or is it just like anybody you know and it's like a ritual thing? Or, because I don't really know how I'm going to send this letter right
like
now.
Like a physical letter?
Yeah, I have a letter in my hand. If it needs to be something else, it could just be something else.
I'm sorry, I have to know that person if I want to contact them.
Doesn't she know Olivia? She met her.
It's Amanda.
Somebody else, yeah.
Just assumed. Yeah. Guess what? Guess what, Molly? That made an ass out of you and me.
Did you think it was going to be to Olivia, too?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay. Cool. I guess I'll just figure it out then.
Zill, I have a note for you real quick. Sorry. Just okay. And Phoebe slips her a quick note.
How are the scrolls coming along, Phoebe?
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Can I draw one back real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Are we doing drawings for our audio show?
Yeah.
They'll be posted on
Twitter.
Yeah,
we'll post a picture of
Great.
It.
Great. Let's do more drawings for our audio show. I hope I'm the buzzkill of the podcast. I hope everyone's like, oh, man, everyone else on that podcast is so great. Katie?
She doesn't do shit.
She doesn't do jack shit.
Phoebe goes down to check on Mavis every, like, couple hours.
She's still in a coma. They are trying to figure out what is wrong. No one has any ideas yet. All right, so boat goals. You guys have about 3 days left on this boat. Mavis, still not up from her coma. Arthur, we'll punch you now.
Okay, progress.
That's as far as he's gotten. and you're teaching him how to block? He's much better at defensive than offense.
Okay, I work with that. I figure that out and I work.
Perfect.
All right, we're going to make you a runner.
There we go. Rihanna, you have successfully taught Aiga how to sit, fly up to 2 feet at a time.
Yay!
He will try to harmonize with you, but he is usually flat. And
1, 2, 3. Oh, that's really good, Aiga. I think we're ready for the boat talent show.
Does Griana go around and try to set up a boat talent show?
Yes.
So there's 3 days left, and Griana's setting up a boat talent show. How does that happen?
Everyone, okay, I go around, everyone in their hammocks, like when everyone's, like, kind of trying to go to sleep.
Right, yes, perfect.
Hey, how would you feel about, like, a boat talent? I feel like there's a lot of people on this boat that are kind of, like, secretly talented, and I kind of want to, like, see what it's all about.
I would feel very good about that.
Oh, my gosh, I have a new routine I've been working on.
This yes,
best
really?
Best idea I've ever heard
oh my God,
in my
okay.
whole life.
I'm so excited that you're, like,
all right,
like,
so the four of you are on board, but who else do you approach?
I go up to that one guy who's always kind of just, like, reading, but no one really knows who he is.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Hi. Are you sleeping? Wake up. Wake up. Hi. My name's Griana, and I'm trying to organize a talent show. Would you be interested?
Oh.
Maybe you could read a chapter or something from your book. Maybe a shorter chapter.
I've been
chapter.
Working on some poetry.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'll read my poetry. I'm so in.
Oh, I swear to fucking God.
I'm here. You'll see me there. What time?
What day of the week is it?
You guys are landing your boat on Friday, and it is Wednesday.
It's going to be Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Be there or be square.
Oh, I'm in. I'm all in.
Okay, great. And snaps to you in advance.
Thank you. I've been, poetry. I went through this really rough breakup.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Anyways. And then I go to a few others, and Iga is going to perform a solo, you already told me,
yeah.
along with me and his duet.
Uh-huh.
And Arthur also offered to showcase some of his new fighting moves.
Oh, yeah. Kai is like, hey, Arthur, we're going to do.
Hey, Arthur, I won't be there up there with you, so it's just going to be you.
It's going to be to the Eye of the Tiger song. Dun, 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 okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Or Eye of the Yeti.
Dun, dun, dun. Eye of the Yeti. Yeah. Rising up.
And then at one point later, Bronville actually comes up to Phoebe and is like, Phoebe.
Yep.
Talent show, you and me.
What?
Pie eating competition.
What the fuck?
That's the best idea I've ever heard besides the talent show itself. Yes, yes, all right. Yes.
And then, And then at some point, Arthur finds you Wednesday night and is like, hey, Zill.
Hey, Arthur.
If you do magic at the talent show, can I be your assistant?
Of course.
Yes. 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 He high fives himself. He's like, cool.
I have a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then, Griana, are you like forcing everyone to do a talent for the talent show, or are you just like choosing specific people?
Only if they really, really want to.
Only if they really, really
only
want to.
Only their heart's going to be in it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But they should do it.
So you've set up the roster and... Yeah.
The RO.
Yeah, okay. The RO. You set up the RO and...
I'm in the middle and
you,
in the
like,
end.
You've set it up, so I'm going to let you take it from here.
Okay.
Because I assume Griana's emceeing the event.
I am. Hey, 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 party people.
So you set up a bunch of crates to look like chairs and then like a stage area.
Yeah, where is it?
It's on the deck.
On the deck. Nice.
Non-podcast side note, my dice just rolled under the table and it's close to your tootsies, Katie Mae.
Tootsies. Tootsies.
You see my boy?
Tootsie, tootsie, tootsie.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Not. Shit. Oh my God.
Go on. So on your sign-up list, you have Dwerven.
Dwerven.
The book reading
Dwerven.
Poet.
Yeah, Dwerven.
Dwerven, the book reading poet.
Are you making your RO? Make your RO, Carly.
Okay.
Signed up, you have Dwerven, you have Phoebe and Bronville in their pie eating competition. Scotty's doing a number from Hairspray.
Yes.
Yes.
Scotty.
Hairspray. You and...
Is Scotty old?
No, she's like... I'd say like Kai's age.
How old are you?
I'm like 28-ish.
Yeah.
Cool.
And next.
Kai's burlesque routine. Zill's doing magic.
Of course.
Are you doing anything else for the talent show?
I'm just eating pies.
Yeah, just eating
I'm
pies.
Just eating pies.
And that seemed to be.
And then me.
What about Arthur?
And then Arthur's doing a fighting showcase.
I think Arthur should go in between Zill and Kai.
Yeah, I'm letting you do the RO. Griana deserves the RO.
Is Lavinia doing anything?
No.
Can I try and convince her?
Yeah, how's that go?
Please. 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 Someone should weekend at Bernie Mavis for the talent show.
Weekend at Bernie Mavis.
Okay. Okay. It's the night of the talent show.
All right, so it is the night of
the talent show. Yes.
All right, so you gather everyone around. You've lit a bunch of, like, lanterns, so there's cool lighting.
Hello, everybody, and thank you. A big shout-out to Lavinia for making this night possible by just being herself. She really didn't think, but just shout-out to her. She scares me a whole lot. So excited to be here. I am your host, Griana Ronde. Thank you so much. You may have previously heard of me, of Griana's, from Griana's Meats and More, but that previously burned down, and I'm back, and I'm recreating myself, and I'm better than ever. And I'm standing strong in front of you, and I'm standing up, and I'm never looking down. I'm reading a book about that as well. Thank you. Thank you. I have your co-host, Iga, my Al Griffin, right here with me. You have a great show tonight. Yep. Thank you for your applause, Phoebe. Yeah. Thank you. I can hear you a little bit more. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Now, he's a poet and we didn't really know it. Dwervin. Come on up here, Dwervin.
Thank you.
Who is he?
Hi, it's me, Dwervin.
It's just that guy, that one guy.
Some of you have been on the crew with me for longer than others, and you know that I've had a pretty rough last year and a half.
You are making out with a microphone. That's disgusting.
I'm in character.
I know, but you don't know who's used that. Ew.
He says, so I just, I've created an anthology of works that summarize how the last year have been.
Okay, thank you, Dwervin.
I would like to do them right now. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
I hate this.
He doesn't open his eyes as he performs. His eyes are closed the whole time.
That's the worst part.
Heartbreak. Heartache. Does the heart ache before it breaks or after? My heart quakes as an earthquake of love doth left in its wake. My heart break. Heartache. Do I have a heart to ache, or did she take it?
Oh, no.
My heart.
Okay.
Sarah.
Oh.
Where did you go?
Okay.
Did you leave? Or did I leave first? Emotional leave. Sarah.
And now he's leaving the stage. Thank you so much. All right. Wow, that was...
That was so beautiful.
Karen
was really ready.
That was so raw.
Phoebe's in tears.
Thank you. All right, now Phoebe.
I have like three more if you.
Well, maybe at the end.
And he tries to start his own chant. He's like encore. All right, I'll sit down.
Thank you, Dwervin. So now we know it. He's a poet. All right. Now next up, Phoebe, dry those tears because you're about to eat some pie with Bronville.
Oh yeah.
We got our very own pie eating contest. Now get on up here.
All right, I get up. May the best gnome win.
Bronville and Phoebe, get on stage. Two pies are there, both boysenberry.
Oh, yes. They eat.
We will roll three constitution checks.
Okay.
Whoever. It's best of three. Alrighty.
Yep.
And then Bronville asks Rihanna to sing over the event. Just what? To keep like the mood alight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to look over my constitution.
All right, ready. Set, go, first roll.
Sweet Caroline.
Copyright.
Bum, bum, bum. Good times never
12,
feel so
five.
Good.
You win the first round. Winner. Roll two.
Copyright. I'm inclined.
Fuck. 17. Fuck. All right, third roll to see if it's pathetic or not, his loss.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
13.
So you guys tie,
but Phoebe wins two of the three rounds as Griana's singing happens. Phoebe pounds the boysenberry pie, and she finishes a solid minute before Bronville does.
Cause I'm happy.
And just as the last piece of pie is shoved into Phoebe's mouth, everyone breaks out into applause.
Woo! Woo! I knew you could
do it.
All right. Now, that was pretty impressive.
Thank you. I feel sick.
Okay. Get off the stage, then.
Saving throw.
Oh.
13. Phoebe throws up.
All right. Yeah. Get off the stage. Somebody clean this up.
Brianna sues Phoebe.
Brianna sues Phoebe. All right, we're still friends. It's okay.
We've all peed once at least.
All right, we get it cleaned up, and then all right. Good morning.
Good mythical morning.
No, good morning, Troutbeck. Good morning, Langdale. Good morning, Boat. Hello, this is Scotty coming at you live from Hairspray.
Welcome today, feeling my way. I always do.
Yeah, Scotty.
Oh, hungry for Langdale, then I can't see.
Oh my god.
Then I hear a beat.
Backup dancers.
The war drum sound. The war has come. Oh. Goblins are taking over my town. At least I still have my hairspray to make my hair look cool. Langdale. Everyone is dead in the streets.
Jesus
the
Christ.
Goblins are eating them like meats. I get away, but I let my family die. Good morning, Langdale. And someday when I come back, I will use my hairspray. You'll see.
Hairspray, you'll see.
And I'll kill the goblins who eat my family.
Come one day you'll...
Oh, get that drunk person off stage.
You get that drunk. All right. And that's hers.
Uncomfortable slow
Still
clap.
Still has tears running down her face.
That is beautiful.
That's the plot of Hairspray.
Zill has tears.
I've never seen it, so I believe
You've
you.
You've never seen Hairspray?
I've never been outside before either.
All right.
Just running down her face, beautiful. Encore.
Let's switch it up to a sexier, sassier style with Kai coming Woo! In. Good job, Scotty, by the way. Good job. That was amazing.
I've got Phoebe on the bone pipes.
I have a drum.
That's perfect. Yeah, my band.
Will you describe your dance instead of maybe doing
yes,
it for us?
Yes. Is there a curtain or anything? Yes. Okay. I stick one leg out in the curtain, and Cooper crawls down it and off the side of the stage.
This is so hot!
Phoebe yells. And then I open up the curtains and do a little hip turn and swirling. I point to Bronville. I point to Bronville, and my point turns into a middle finger, and I turn, and I do the first trick that I taught Cooper. I untie the back of my top part of my suit, and with a little shimmy, it shimmies down, and I step over it and go, ooh!
Are Kai's titties out?
Yeah, Arthur's eyes, I covered them beforehand.
Oh, fuck yeah! I have little
Still.
Like lifesaver nipple tassels. And she's dancing, and then I stick my leg out to an audience member, and I trickle my pants up, and then I like encourage like audience cheering.
Woo!
That's my roommate. My leg up all the way to my head. I turn around and I slowly take off my pants while doing a nice bump and grind.
And Arthur is in the audience.
I covered his eyes.
Oh, okay.
And then I wiggle my booty and the pants come off and I step out and then I turn around and I make my I go and I jump up and down and my boobs go in a circle while the tassels are
like. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
And that is almost
female
the finale.
Empowerment.
Blow a kiss to the audience. Jazz finger my hands down. And then turn away into the curtain.
You know what?
For sexuality.
Woo!
That How was quite.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Woo! That was quite the show. Thank you so much, Kai, for showing us your true raw talent and almost your full
it
boobs.
It was beautiful.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Kirvin right. is like, I loved it.
What a creep. What a creep.
So
okay.
Good.
So shut up over there. We all see your big old boner. Okay. So next up, we have quite the opposite performance. It's actually.
Oh, am I doing my poetry again?
No. Heart. It's no, shut up. It's Arthur's turn, and he is going to be showing a little bit of how tough he really is.
Let's do it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jill just keeps clapping.
Dun, dun, dun. My name is Arthur, and I will not be doing it. Dun, dun, dun.
Woo! Woo! Dun. Dun, dun, all right, dun, so I assume Kai's like dun, in the back dun, doing like pageant dun, mom, like, all right, dun, first move.
All right, so biting my nails.
So as you rehearsed, Arthur does, he goes,
took my ha! Chances.
Punch, fist punch. Ha! Left fist punch. Kick. And I'm kind of like doing it with him.
Punch, punch, kick. It's punch, punch, kick.
Eye of the tiger.
Ha! Ha! Defense move. Defense move.
Yes.
Backwards roll into a kick.
Yes!
That's all I got.
Woo! Whoa!
Thank you, Arthur. That was so tough. Hey, who's Arthur's best friend but Zill? Zill, get on up here and show us what you got.
Okay, come out. You guys ready for a show?
Yeah!
We got this. Can I have my lovely assistant, my
Phoebe
little handsome boy?
Phoebe stands up.
Phoebe? Phoebe?
I thought I was your little handsome boy.
Phoebe, you are my handsome boy, but I have another very handsome boy coming out right now to help me.
It's me.
It's Arthur.
Arthur quietly like put a bow tie on in between.
Oh, I gave him
yeah, one. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well,
let's. Okay. Phoebe, I'm so sorry. I do need two people for a trick in a second, so. Okay, so. I rub my hands together. And I just, I go put my hand up in the air, my right hand up in the air, and I cast Magic Missile, and I have it explode, and it looks like fireworks a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started.
Nice.
So, Arthur, what is your favorite animal?
Green. No. sharks.
A shark?
Yeah.
What is your favorite land animal?
Horse.
A horse?
Yeah.
How would you like it if I made a horse appear right here on stage?
Oh my god. Do it.
And I cast Phantom Steed under him so he gets raised by the horse.
Oh,
so
he's on a horse. He claps. So cool. Everyone claps. It's Woo! A horse. He's a little bit afraid. He's a little bit like, ah! Ah! Oh, yay! Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah!
And then I snap, it dissipates, and I catch him.
Oh, you catch him. Yay.
Yeah. Huzzah!
Roll a dexterity check.
Uh-oh. I got 15?
15. Yeah, you catch him.
Okay, so I catch him and I set him down. And then I go, can I get my other little handsome boy up here?
Phoebe stands up.
Goes,
so
thank
strong.
You. Okay, so I need both of you stand on opposite sides of the stage where I have set up targets.
Oh.
Okay. And what I do is I cast Sword Burst in each hand, and I throw the swords at them, and it lands, like, around them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll to not murder?
No, I'll give that to you.
Cool. So I do that, and I go, yeah.
Woo!
And then I'll bring it back a little bit. Guys, this is going to be my last trick of the night. Can I get a suggestion of a person who is on this cruise right
Lavinia.
Now?
Lavinia!
Lavinia! Lavinia! Lavinia! Okay. When I turn around, Lavinia will be on stage.
Shit.
And I spin and I cast Disguise Self on myself and I turn myself into Lavinia.
How did she do it?
Thank you, Zill. Good night, Zill. Get off the stage.
And then I cast Fog Cloud, and I disappear.
Wow.
And I disappear.
That was very impressive, but you know what? Not quite as impressive as this next act, because it's me. Just kidding. That was a classic joke. And now I'm going to sing with my good pal and best bud, Al Griffin, Iga. Okay. You ready, Iga?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. You know where it starts? 5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Bum, bum, bum. Best friends on a boat. Training every night and day. I, we love each other, and we'll never stray away. Yeah, that's 'cause we both got nothing else to live for, nothing else to live for. We both lost everything. You don't know who your mom is, and my parents are still half dead, and I don't even own a meat shop. It is really sad for me to think about, but I'm also vegetarian now. I am fighting crime all over the world. I guess I am a superhero. You are my sidekick. That's your solo. That's your solo. Okay. Thank you for coming to the talent show. It really meant quite a bit. Anyways, don't forget to take your goodie bag at the exit. So long, farewell, avida, say adieu. Good night. And then flames! Flames!
You talked to Zill beforehand to make flames.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out. It's been a great, great night. I'm so glad you listened to my song. It came from the heart. And so did this show. You all put in such great, worthy performances.
Encore. Encore. Oh, I guess I could do my poetry again.
No, no, no. Get off. Get off the safe Dwevian or whatever your name is. Your poetry sucks. Good night. I'm just
Dwevin
kidding.
Spends the rest of the night crying.
Okay.
So it is Thursday night. At that point, everyone kind of sits because at that point, Dimrin stands up and sort of looks out to the group. She's like, all right, crew, we are going to be docking mid-morning tomorrow. So get a good sleep tonight because it's going to be all hands on deck in the AM. After that, we are having a half day offshore. Go ahead, do whatever you need to do and burn for it. You have about 6 hours before we are setting off again. So that is all from the business side of things. You all are dismissed.
How did my training go? Because we never got to that.
We'll work out work out semantics. Okay. I would say we'll do skill checks and stuff, and I'll figure out.
Okay. Are we doing that tonight?
No. Okay. All right. So you guys have maybe 12 hours before this boat trip ends.
I say we're all just like kind of sitting together.
Yeah, we're just together because we don't know when this will happen again.
Yeah. I'll never forget you guys.
I hope not.
You're my first friends I've had in a long time.
Thank you for joining my team and at Meets and More, and then, you know, everything else that happened after. One of my favorite memories of Phoebe is when she hid in a beanbag.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite Phoebe memories.
It was very scary. I had swords coming in.
Yeah, that was. I don't know how you lived.
Neither do I, honestly. Fucking worst.
Gosh, my favorite Phoebe memory.
Oh my god, stop.
In memoriam.
In memoriam. Oh my god.
I will remember you. Copyright, copyright.
The day I first put you on my shoulders.
Yes. Oh my god.
And you tickled my ears.
I felt like I was flying.
I love you.
What? Yeah.
That's so funny. You tickled my ears and said I love you. Well, tickle my ears and say I love you.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too. You're the tallest person I've ever met.
You are the smallest person I've ever met.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I'm bad at feelings, you guys. This is too much. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
My favorite Phoebe moment.
Oh, my God.
Is the mud doll.
I love making them so very much.
I still have it.
Good.
And I was really scared in those woods. And that made me feel better.
I'm glad. I'm trying not to cry. Thanks, you guys. Oh.
Oh, I have many more, but I guess I could only share. The other one was when we were reunited, and I said we won.
That was great.
That was fun.
I've never felt happier than when I saw you then.
I liked selling Tanglefoot with you.
That was a good time.
I really liked when you pretended to be someone else when I went on that date and you tried to hide.
I don't know what you're talking about. But
still, I like that you've come to every single one of my shows.
How could I miss it? They're incredible.
Incredible.
Oh, God.
I know we had that little rough patch back in Langdale, but...
Well, it's okay. I figure, as a werluck, I have to expect it. Thanks for not turning me away. You know, after stuff happened back home, my whole family acted real weird. So it felt very lonesome, but you guys are my family now, so... None of you are dead yet, so that's nice.
Oh, thank God.
We are not going to die.
No, I won't let it happen.
Let's hope not.
We got our guardian, Kai, over here. She's not going to let anything happen.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood. I'm very bad at reciprocating emotion. I feel very overwhelmed, and I love you all so very much.
We understand. We understand.
I go in for a hug and a kiss.
I hug, big group hug. And then KM, the DM, can't hug because she's not a character.
But I do. But Phoebe hugs her.
Maybe Arthur comes.
Death will become you.
Jeez.
That's dark.
Try to hug a god and find out what happens.
May, you love that mic so much. You've been rubbing it all over your face.
No, I like putting it like I'm a unicorn on my forehead. Jesus. It helps me center myself. And then when I go to talk, I just put it right back down.
Yeah.
And it's right there again.
Very nice.
Alrighty. So what did you guys just talk through the night?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I give her my top hat. Because I have a top hat.
Yay!
Don't forget about that jade goblet.
I have
a harmonica.
Yeah, I have them. I put them all in the top hat. Yes.
Oh, God.
Spit.
Yeah, I have my spit Monica. So you guys talk through the majority of the night. And as the sun rises, the horizon reveals a new image unto you. And this is the first city that most of you have seen. And the interesting thing about this city in itself is it is on a slope, almost rising to greet you, at the very top of which you can see there are three sort of prongs of land, atop which you can see different things on each as you get closer into view. On the top of this giant cliff face, three-pronged, each lie three things. The first you can see on the left, some sort of arena. Large. As you get closer, you can see sort of in the distance that there are crowds around it already. In the centermost prong of land, you see the most beautiful castle you guys have ever laid eyes on. Some of you in Langdale thought of the Langdale Manor as a castle because it was the biggest thing you've ever seen. But this is a castle. Hulking and massive, that presides, looks over the rest of the city. And on the third prong, to the right, all you see is ruins. It looks relatively uninhabited. And as it feeds down this slope, there is just a city. White marble being the thing you see most. This beautiful stone being used where it can, mostly on the tops of buildings to give off the impression that all of the building is made of it. And it feeds down, you know, the lesser parts of a city, more residential, less rich, but still very there. And then as the ground begins to level out, there looks to be, and next to you too, because it's sort of a landing strip up to the city itself. Miles and miles of vineyard.
Ooh.
Because Burnfort, as a very condescending Nicholas once told you, is the wine export capital of this continent. As the town gets closer, you proceed along this cliff face, and the boat goes with it. And it almost feels like you're passing the city because you've sailed past the vineyards, you've sailed past the town in its almost entirety until you see that this cliff face has an opening. And you sail through this cave and into the Burnfort's port, where 60 other ships are right now, all among their own business. And just like that, the four of you have become a cog in a wheel of a machine much, much bigger than you.
Good night.
Are we done? Do we, do we say goodbye? Do we get off the boat? Does so the new apprentice come on?
Farewell.
You were told to stay on the boat.
Oh, I don't even get off.
No, you're not. You were told not to get off. So as they go to step off the boat, you actually see Mavis being hauled off by some medical teams that you had guessed that Lavinia had like told them about. So you see like Mavis like carried off and some things being taken from the bottom deck of the ship, and
the snakes.
Oops.
And the three of you are told to disembark.
Did the ship leave yet?
No. But the snakes are gone.
Snakes are gone.
Thank you. I was like, I don't know if I have time for that.
You have time to say goodbye to Phoebe.
Oh, bye, guys. I'll write you soon. I'll write
right,
you.
Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
This okay. isn't going to be the last time we see each other.
No.
You're going to go and learn so much. And then
one of you dies.
Shh. Well, no one's going to die. No one's going to die. Don't listen to that voice of the whatever that is, our God. don't listen to our God up there. Hey, we'll see you again soon.
I'll see you soon. And my brain will be normal.
Yeah, you know, but normal schmormal.
Yeah.
No one likes normal.
Kidnapped.
What? Oops.
Buried by rocks.
Oh my God, Katie
Brown. What is this? What is this evil voice I'm hearing? Anyways, sorry. There's a fly in the room or something.
Well,
it's just Cooper. It's just Cooper being like.
Thank you so much for being my friend and who you are. And
thank you for saving our lives and stuff.
Yeah, thank you for being you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't do anything really, but thank you.
You did.
You're the best.
You did much more than you think you've ever done.
You're the best, Phoebe Velpip.
You're the best.
Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. As you can tell, it was the end of our Boat to Burnfort arc, and I'm so happy that this lovely, like, designated piece of fluff happened as beautifully as it did. However, I'm feeling a bit, like, you know, I'm feeling a little bit sad about the lack of monsters, if you wanted to ask me, so I guess I'll just have to make up for it in the next few episodes. So, oh god, there's a spider. No, I'm gonna break through it. So, I'm so afraid. So, from here on out, for the most part, we will be proceeding without my dear friend, Molly Schaefer. She is moving in a few days off to LA. If you're in LA, say hello. Know that you've stolen one of the most beautiful and lovely people from Chicago. So here's what season one looks like, right? We just finished season zero. We're stepping up our game, and that's a really big deal to all of us involved in the show. And it means different things for each one of us. And we have taken a really close look at the show and have just found ways to kick it up into 6th and 7th gear, and I'm really excited to bring that to you. I am unsure whether or not we are going to be taking a 1 or 2 week break between this episode and the next one. As you know, I am in Colorado for 10 days, so I am out of town. Sid is in Spain doing something, and Liz and Carly are still in Chicago. They, you know, but the four of us, including Cameron retrospectively, are all like taking deep breaths in because we are all actually starting our senior year
at college. So, yeah, if you're like, that's a dumb excuse to take a week off, at me. So, you know, it's literally like, when can we get in to do the next episode? We're planning. It's just getting us all in a room to do it. And we're all really, really fucking pumped. And, oh, okay. Oh my god. Business brain. Sorry, I just watched the season finale of Game of Thrones, and my brain is a pile of mush. So we're definitely taking anywhere between 1 week to 2 weeks off. So, but then the next episode after that is going to be a recap episode of what happened in season zero and the boat to Burnfort. That is all, you know, of studio sound quality, because, you know, our first few 7 to 10 episodes were perhaps a pile of garbage audio wise. And, you know, I'm picky and I want to make sure everyone can hop in on this journey. So we're going to record that. It may or may not have a Q&A section, so pay attention to our Twitter and our Tumblr for that if we announce it. And then the week after that, it should be, you know, Burnfort time. Back when I started the campaign, I thought that Troutbeck and Langdale would maybe take 4 sessions to get through at most. So it's interesting to be here now. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I know that season 1 is going to go just as crazily as the last one. And I could not be more excited. So, if so you choose, will you accept this rose? Will you join me on the next leg of our journey? Please don't, like, at me and tell me no, but please at me and tell me yes. Speaking of, our Twitter... I feel like if you're watching, you know. If you're this far, if you've listened to my ramblings at the end of these episodes before, you know. But here we go. Our Twitter is at Dungeons Dice. My Twitter is at OKKatieMay. Our Tumblr is dungeons-dice at tumblr.com. We have an official Tumblr email. No, but if you did want to email me for some reason, you could do ddenpodcast@gmail.com. We've also got like a few kind of really cool things like brewing for you guys that I can't talk about now. So just maybe head out there to pay attention. But besides that, next episode coming out to you, recap episode, perhaps a Q&A. After that, we are starting our next season. So, I will see you there, where our adventure will continue. It's Burnfort, motherfuckers, let's go!
Ignatius Bellwether here. Happy to see the lovely ladies at Griana's Meats and More ask me to help boost their ratings. Of course, they're desperate for the man's view on how to better adventure and resolve some of the conflicts that they're currently having. I've noticed that if they were able to move beyond some of the incipient drama that one would expect from adventures of their gender, and take more direct action in resolving things with sword, fist, shield, and mail, they'd be a lot more successful, like me.
Can I gently drag Zill back to the party?
When
the
fun Sid, thing
so, about Bronville.
When Sid and I were in an improv troupe together, Ladylike, blah.
Yeah.
That I just did our symbol. Yeah, Ladylike. We do shows. Every show, there was one scene where Sid was hitting on me. I loved your reaction.
Well, Sid is the only one here that I've made out with. We made out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. For comedy.
For comedy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Because we had blood capsules in our mouth.
That was hot. That
it was a statement about art. We had blood capsules in our mouth.
Katie
it was at
May,
Second City.
I wouldn't include that.
You know what? They can fucking deal with it.
I would be afraid.
Jack off in the night to the thought of Sid and I fucking kissing with blood capsules in our mouth. You want to know what happened afterwards? Sid and I made out, then I got back on the stage, and then Liz, Carly, and Sid all put maxi pads on my body, and then I rubbed marinara sauce on you myself. So yeah. Jack off to that, posers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, women and
Oscar.
Yes, I will jack off to that.
Right now,
marinara sauce.
I'm a friggin' feminist.
Marinara sauce for feminism.